And Philip Saint-Pierre, could these are good. Today's date is 07/10/2023. Dictation is for Mr. Patrick McFarlane. McFarlane spells M-C-F-A-R-L-A-N-E. Patrick spells P-A-T-R-I-C-K. Date of birth is 11/11/1955. This is a 67-year-old gentleman here with left ear pain and the right ear fullness, period. Next paragraph. Patient said he has a history of recurrent cerumen impaction and symptoms are similar, except his left ear, he says, more painful this time. He denies recent swimming, denies the recent water activities except for shower and baths, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97%. Remain blood pressure is 142 over 93. Pulse 77. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Ear. Bilateral ear impacted with cerumen. Right worse than left. Next paragraph. Left ear. Erythematous EAC. Yeah, tragal tug is present. No mastoid tendinous. Edematous EAC, period. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mac use of papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic aid. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times, recurring nerves to return as normal motor and sensory functions and normal mood and affected normal appearance. Paragraph assessment and plan. Assessment number one is bilateral cerumen impaction. Assessment number two is left otitis externa, period. Next paragraph, procedure. Earwax removal using the ear curette. Large amount of wax was removed from his right ear. A lesser amount was used from his left ear. Patient tolerated the procedure with some discomfort, and especially on the left. After wax removal, the patient's ear were examined. The right ear was unremarkable. The left ear revealed erythematous EAC, edematous EAC with TM normal, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication: neomycin/polymyxin B/hydrocortisone, otic drop 3.5/10,000/10/mL. He would use 3 drops TID for 10 days, number 10 mils. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.